From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Federal Aviation Administration has implemented new procedures for responding to air traffic emergencies. Now, controllers can contact the military almost instantaneously if a commercial aircraft is in danger. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Before the attacks of September 11th, it took several phone calls to several different places before military jets were scrambled. Now, the FAA has established a much closer relationship with the military. They have a joint plan of action to respond to emergencies, which begins with the air traffic controllers. Now that emergency can be defined as a hijacked plane headed like a missile for a skyscraper, individual controllers have more authority to react. William Schumann is a spokesman for the FAA.
Currently, if a controller sees an aircraft making unusual or unexpected maneuvers or unusual radio transmissions or no radio transmissions, we now have procedures where he can notify NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, directly.
NORAD is ultimately responsible for protecting the airspace, and its new goal is to be able to scramble jets immediately, which didn't happen on September 11th. NORAD was notified of the first hijacked plane about 5 minutes before it slammed into the Trade Center, according to Major Mike Snyder. And by the time they were airborne, fighter jets were still 8 minutes away when the second plane hit the Trade Center. Major Snyder says NORAD now shares a computer data link with the FAA so that civil aviation and the military view the same real-time map of the airspace. NORAD no longer waits for the FAA to provide that information.
So we're able to look at any flight, any track, and get all the details instantaneously. And then, of course, there are special codes, terminologies, and such that immediately relate to us the level of the threat, or at least the level of interest of this unknown track. And we can scramble fighters immediately to investigate and identify the intentions of this aircraft.
In addition, NORAD and the FAA have established a 24-hour live conference call. Any controller who identifies a potential threat can get on the line and report directly to NORAD. Snyder says it's all about streamlining communication with the FAA so NORAD can successfully protect the U.S. airspace from future attacks.
There's no ubiquitous solve-all approach to any threat because there are so many threats. What we can say is that we are in certainly the best posture that we've ever been with the FAA to respond as immediately as possible to any level of threat.
NORAD has over 100 military aircraft on ready alert, including those flying routine patrols over New York and Washington and randomly over other major cities. Earlier this week, the FAA Administrator Jane Garvey was asked if she thought the horror of September 11th was a national security failure or an aviation failure.
It's probably a collective failure. Certainly from aviation's perspective, we had established an aviation security system that was based on a far different threat. None of us imagined a threat of this sort.
And because that threat is a shocking reality, aviation security and national security are now one in the same. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.